being a missionary there would be a hard job. You have to learn a new language and get used to living in a different country.
If God's plan for your life leads you to be a missionary, He'll give you the help that you'll need. And you can start being a missionary right now. John 15, that's where our scripture comes from, verses 4 and 5. Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Our story, The Hand in the Glove. Dad walked into Pedro's room to say goodnight. "You've been so quiet, son. What's on your mind?" asked Dad. "Oh, hi, Dad," 13-year-old Pedro rolled onto his back in bed, put his hands behind his head. "During missions week at church, we heard Gordon Johnson talking about what he does in Africa," said Pedro. "His pictures were awesome, and his work seemed so worthwhile. I wanted to be an engineer, but now I wonder if God wants me to be a missionary instead." Dad saw the puzzled frown on Pedro's face. "You don't seem very excited about the idea," observed Dad. "Well, it seems like a hard job, learning a new language, getting used to a different country. Sometimes you have to deal with heat and bugs and snakes, though I wouldn't mind those so much." Pedro propped himself up on one elbow. "But I might not be good at missionary work. What if God calls me to do something I can't do?" Dad thought for a moment, then reached over to Pedro's desk and picked up his baseball mitt. "What's this?" asked Dad. Pedro laughed. "It's my ball glove." Dad walked over to the corner of the room, propped the glove against the wall. "Let's see," said, looking around. "This'll work." He took a ball and tossed it at the glove. Although the ball hit the center of the glove, it rolled to the floor. Dad picked up the glove and shook his head in disgust. "This glove is a total failure," he declared. Pedro furrowed his eyebrows. "The glove can't catch the ball by itself. It has to have a hand inside." Dad smiled. "You're right," he agreed. "You put your hand inside the glove to give it guidance and strength. You give it power to catch the ball. In the same way, God will give you the ability to do whatever He calls you to do. He has a purpose for your life, Pedro, just like this glove has a purpose. God will never prop you in a corner and leave you alone. His mighty hand does the work when you're willing to be used, whether it's as an engineer here in the United States or in some other work in some other place. Well, how about you? Have you thought about God's plan for your life? If He asks you to tell someone about Jesus, He'll help you do it. If He asks you to be cheerful when things go wrong, He'll help you with that. If He wants you to do some particular job, He'll help you do it right. Never be afraid of God's calling. He will use you if you are willing, both now and throughout your lifetime. Depend on Him in whatever you do. John 15, verse 5, Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." And our key thought, Jesus gives power. Are you listening real careful right now? Okay, take in a deep breath. Now hold it, let it out. Now who made the air you just breathed in? God did. Who made your ears that heard me say breathe? God did. Who gave you your legs, your arms, your feet? God did. He not only made you, He loves you, and you can entrust your entire life to Him. Goodbye now. Thanks so much for listening to Keys for Kids.